Andrea from the Rockford Area Convention and Visitors Bureau on the phone. Andrea, hi.
Hi. How are you doing?
Good. Happy Thursday.
Yeah, same to you. I don't know. This was one of those weeks. You know, some weeks drag, some weeks go fast. I'm not sure how we got here this quick.
This one's going by real quick, but it's about to get a lot slower because the snow's coming.
Oh, see, we're all about the snow. We just purchased a sled for the kids, and I didn't realize how hard it would be to actually buy a plastic sled right now.
So, you can't find them?
Well, it took us an entire Sunday to find a plastic sled in stock, and so we have it. We just got it last night, so we're all about the snow coming up.
Spoken like a true person who doesn't have to commute to work right now.
There you go. A Midwesterner, for sure.
A lot of people on the roads right now going, shut up, I'm in the car.
I know.
Well, you know, the commute home is going to be worse today than the commute to work. The commute home is the one that's going to be sloppy for a lot of people.
Yeah, hopefully it won't be too icy, obviously, but definitely it will be pretty. We know that. So.
And I don't want this to sound like a cheesy radio segue, but it's going to anyway. Speaking of snow, looks like the snow park at Alpine Hills is going to be having some fun, huh?
And there you go. Yeah, that was a good segue.
That was terrible. I'm actually going to give myself a sound effect for that. Yeah, that was bad. Speaking
I'm
of snow,
talk about it though.
So what's going on at Alpine Hills?
All right, so Snow Park at Alpine Hills is back up and running, which is very exciting for folks here because it was always a great time. So Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, you can go in January and February. They're having this, and you can basically go. They've got tubing and snowboarding happening, which is a ton of fun. And then also, I've been getting some questions about whether or not they're going to be having ice skating. It does say coming soon, the outdoor ice skating rink will be there. So be on the lookout for that. They do ask, though, a little bit different than from in years past, is time slots. You do need to sign up for a time slot just to keep everything safe and everyone spaced out appropriately. But of course, it is all outdoors, so just have some fun.
You want to hear an impression of me on a snowboard? Usually sounds like this.
Funny. I know that sound.
You know, in choosing between snowboarding and ice skating, it just depends on which bone I want to break. If I want to break my ankles, I'll go ice skating. If I want to break my neck, I'll go snowboarding.
No, really. I had a week-long injury from trying to snowboard. I wouldn't even call it snowboarding. I didn't do it. So it was very intimidating and hard. But... Yay! Yep.
Pretty
That's
much.
Actually you and I doing it at the same
right.
time. So, but yeah, if you're interested in maybe doing something with food related, maybe you want to stay away from the snow, but you want to jump in and do some food things. We've got a great lineup of fun things going on starting Monday. So have you heard about this, Kev? I know we've talked a little bit about it. We're doing our To-Go Rockford Region Restaurant Week.
Yeah, I did hear about that.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about this. It's starting Monday. It's going all week long throughout the entire Rockford region. We're partnering with local area businesses, specifically restaurants, bars, bakeries, and cafes. And we are going to be going around town, doing some fun giveaways. The restaurants are going to be offering specials. So if you can, of course, this is to support our local area restaurant businesses. But we want you to get out and have some fun, too. So gorockford.com/restaurantweek is where you can go to get the details, but also the list of businesses included.
My mouth is watering already.
I know. It's so delicious. And what's cool, too, is you could win a $500 gift basket at the end. It's actually a gift card to go towards your favorite local restaurant. All you have to do is save your receipts, submit them. You can submit as many as you want. That just gives you more chances to win. And at the end of the week, we'll choose a winner. And then, if you want to be a Rockfoodian, which is so cute. It's so cute. Well, the shirt is so fun. If you haven't had a chance to check out the shirt, go and check it out at that Rockford Art Deli page. We've partnered with them. Proceeds from that will then go back to support local area restaurants with the grant relief fund that's going on right now. So a good way to support.
You know what? It go figure. This is why it's impossible to keep a New Year's resolution, because right when I decide I'm going to go back to my 1,800 calorie a day diet, Rockford springs this on me, and now I got to go eat in all these places, and I'm just going to stay fat. That's what's going to happen.
No, this is you're going to practice your self-control. Now, there are a lot of delicious, low-cal, healthy options out there, too, Kev.
Yeah, but who goes out to eat low-cal? That doesn't happen. You don't go out to, like, a steak restaurant and be like, you know what, I'll just
Get
have a
salad.
Side salad. Yeah, that's just not what you do.
Hold the dressing. Hold the dressing and the cheese and the eggs.
Oh, no, that's the whole point of eating salad is to eat salad dressing.
And there you go.
That's the only reason you include the salad with it is because it'd be weird just to order a bowl of ranch. So
I 100% agree. Just splurge. That's why they have cheat days, Kev. That's why they have cheat days.
Yes, cheat months. That's what I've been having, are cheat months in
Me
a row.
Me too. I'm right there with you once again. Snowboarding and cheat days. So.
For almost an entire... I've had a cheat year. That's what I've had. And it needs to stop.
You're not alone. That's the good thing. So, if you want to go out and support local restaurants this coming week, which is exciting. Also, now this is cool. Okay, this one is completely right up your alley.
My alley?
So, yeah, oh, for sure. Okay, so this is another way to support local if you can. 815 Rising Stars is the name of the event. If you have a hidden talent, yes, you have a hidden talent. I know you do.
Okay, yes, I do. I can juggle chainsaws. How about that? I think I lost Andrea. Andrea, are you still there? Okay, the chainsaw joke wasn't that bad. You didn't have to hang up on me. Let me see if I can just fix the phone line here. Hi, is this Andrea?
It is.
What happened? Where'd you go?
I don't know. I disappeared. All of a sudden, I was about to hear your talent, and I went away.
You know what? I make a smart-ass joke, and you don't respond, so I'm like, wow, it bombed completely. And it turns out you just hung up on me, you know?
That's perfect timing.
Anyway, yeah, I was just trying to say that I can juggle chainsaws, and I was going to go like through all these jokes about juggling chainsaws, but now I don't have time, so tell me about the contest.
Okay, darn.
Or well, the show. I should say it's a show, right?
Yeah, exactly. So 815 Rising Stars is online. It's a virtual show. You can basically submit your talent or your group talent by February 3rd to be one of the lucky participants in the acts in the show. They're going to choose the top 20 that will be featured on the 27th, and this is all going to support the Golden Apple Foundation. So just submit a 2-minute video. Maybe the chainsaws aren't going to work in 2 minutes, so hold that off. But submit a 2-minute video, and there you go. You should be all set. It's pretty simple.
Well, that's good. I mean, like, I can't even juggle chainsaws for more than 10 seconds, so it's fine. It's fine.
There you go.
How do you get into that? People do that, you know? People juggle chainsaws for a living. It's a thing. I don't know.
I can't imagine. I will probably be Googling that later today.
How do you arrive at that? You're like, okay, I'm a juggler, but I also want to be an idiot. So let me juggle these chainsaws. Every day you wake up, you got to be like, this is the day. This is the day I'm going to chop my arm off. I know it's going to happen. Don't juggle chainsaws is what I'm trying to say. Have a different talent.
Or be a really good juggler, one of the two.
Yeah, you better be. All right, we are out of time. I got to stop you right there. But anything that Andrea just talked about and more, you can find it all at gorockford.com. Andrea from the Rockford Area Convention Visitors Bureau, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you as always.